In the Mix with Leah B. Welcome you guys to the latest episode of In the Mix with Leah B. I am your host, Leah B. And hope you guys had a fantastic weekend and all that good stuff. And hope you guys are having a fabulous week. I know. I was going to drop this episode Saturday. I didn't even like write the episode. I knew I had the title, but I didn't write it. I was just not feeling too well last week. So I was like, nah, I can't do it. I thought I was gonna do it Sunday. Couldn't do it. Yesterday, I didn't do it. Like I said, I posted it on Instagram, but never did. Never got a chance to do so. So here we are. Decided to drop it today. So this is the last month of Black History. Can you believe it? Happy Black last day of Black History Month. So let's get into this episode. So this is episode 59, and yes, we're on episode 59, can't believe it. And this episode is on New York Undercover. I know a lot of people, anyone born from 1980 to like 1986, would remember this show, because I remembered it. I was like, how old was I when this debuted? I was like 10, and I remember my dad loved this show. I don't know, I used to see him watch it every Thursday night, after like Martin and Living Single. So that was like the Thursday night lineup. NBC used to have what you call must see TV, and you know Friday had TGIF, but Fox had their own thing, and this was it. This show was the bomb diggity. So let's get into it. So this show debuted in 94. So I'm gonna take you back to 1994. And the show had Malik Yoba and Michael DiSario as the two characters and whatnot. And basically, this was like the hip-hop version of like Law and Order, I guess you can say. And it was created by the guy who created Law and Order and produced Law and Order. By his name was Dick Wolf, and he did a bunch of spinoffs and Homicide, Life on the Street. That was a popular show back in the day too, as well. And during that time, when the development of New York Undercover was started, Andre Harrell was actually tapped to be the producer of the show as well. I don't know if you know, I did a episode, one of the beginning episodes of this podcast, I did an episode on him. So if you guys want to check that out, it's like episode 3. Yeah, that's how many I did so far. Yeah, I think it's like episode 3. So you guys check that out. It's I think it is called Uptown Records, the life and career of Andre Harrell. So go ahead and check that out. Shameless plug. So anyway, he was like tapped in at the time, in the beginning stages of the show. And while it was during development of that show, it was called Uptown Undercover, and it was named after his label at that time called Uptown Records. And it was being basically, this show was like the first show that actually had the first, they were, this was like the first police drama to actually have two people, featured two people of color. So as you know, Malik Yoba, you know, is a black dude, and his partner was Latino. So they were basically the show, the first show to actually have feature leads, leads of color who was on that show. So it became like a cultural phenomenon, especially in like the music world, hip hop world. A lot of celebrities was on that show. And also the show, fun fact, this was like the first show to actually have interracial relationships, because I think Malik had a white girlfriend, and the Hispanic guy had a black girlfriend, and she became his love interest and whatnot. So, but anyway, yeah, so a lot of celebrities made appearances on that show. And also, well, basically the whole 90s, celebrities was like on TV shows pretty much. And like the 90s was like it, okay, for celebrities as well. So it was not like hip hop, R&B was on there, R&B shows, I mean R&B artists was on there too. Also comedy people were on there too. And so basically the show marked its first to involve the culture in a drama related to rap artists as well. So basically they actually talked what the rappers would rap about. This show would make an episode on what they would talk about in their song. So for like, for an example, they had a episode on Tupac, actually. Like, it was a killing that happened with the rapper, and it was based on what happened to Tupac and everything like that. So it was a huge milestone for this show. And yeah, so pretty much this show like featured multicultural people in this show and everything like that. And the show became so popular that Uptown Records actually made a soundtrack for this show, the New York Undercover soundtrack, and it was released in September 19th of 1995. It featured all R&B and hip hop artists. The songs, it was a cover of "You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman," which was the Aretha Franklin song that she had. It was performed by Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige was on there. Monifa, she was an R&B group. An R&B singer, and she had a song called "I Miss You, Come Back Home." There was this group called Jeeps, Lex. The song was called "Jeeps, Lex, Coupes, and Benzes" by the Lost Boys, and it also had a the theme song for New York Undercover was composed by James Mahoon, and it was executively produced by Andre Harrell as well. And it was actually won an NAACP Image Award during that time as well for Best Outstanding Album as well. And it was so popular that by the end of, like, the beginning of 1998, during the late 90s, they had another soundtrack that was just strictly R&B. And it was called New York Undercover Nights at Natalie's. That was a club that was always featured at the end of each episode. Yeah, I used to sneak and watch the show at that time, so that's how I know. Back in the day. And it was released at on January 13th of 1998. And it featured R&B songs by various artists who performed at that club at the end of the show. They were like on every they performed like on every episode, pretty much virtually every episode in the first three seasons of the show. So 112 was on there, Mary J. Blige was on there, Escape, Chaka Khan, Tina Marie, Casey and JoJo, Brownstone, Gerald Levert, B.B. King, Tito Nevis, and the Burno Boys. And actually, also, the guy who played Detective Torres actually sang too. Michael DiLonzo. And he had a song called Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight. And so actually there was going to be a reboot of this show like years later, because the show unfortunately ended. It got canceled by 1999, the February of 99. And there was going to be a reboot of this show as well. So in like I think in 2018, the creator Dick Wolf was going to was in talks of rebooting New York Undercover with ABC. But and actually they were and actually were on board to reboot the pilot, a pilot to do like a reboot pilot and whatnot. And by the next year in 2019, they were getting ready to, you know, order it and everything, and it was going to be basically the revival of the original series, but having the same characters and new cast as well. And like everybody was on board at that time and whatnot. MC Light was going to be on there. But by the end of like maybe in May of 2019, ABC was like, nah, I'm good. So unfortunately, now the only thing that they're still showing, you know, they got the reruns on like Amazon and whatnot. So, but yeah, y'all, this is about it for this episode here. This is the last episode of the month, last month of February. Cannot believe February is done. Craziness. Black History Month is done. So yeah, y'all stay tuned for next month's episodes. I'm going to be back on the regularly scheduled programming. You know, every Saturday, I'm going to drop 4 episodes each month. So, but y'all stay tuned. Hope you guys enjoy this episode here. Keep up with the podcast. If you want to, you know, be sure y'all subscribe to my, the YouTube channel, the YouTube channel of, In the Mix with Leah B podcast. I'm still trying to get that together as far as getting the episodes, all the old episodes uploaded on there and whatnot. So I'm still trying to figure that all out, but y'all subscribe. I just put like the shorts, I just put the actual, the name of the episode and what introducing the episode and whatnot. So, but anyway, still subscribe to the podcast episode. Keep up with the actual podcast. You subscribe to, you know, the Spotify app, or if you're on Apple, if you got iPhone, be sure to, you know, subscribe to the podcast as well. Social media, In the Mix with Leah B on all social medias, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and yeah, y'all. So y'all stay tuned for March's episodes. It's gonna be fire, so y'all stay tuned for that. All right, y'all. Y'all be blessed. Have an awesome week. Stay tuned for March's episodes. We'll be coming soon. All right, y'all. Have a good night. Peace and love.